broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. First things first.
Damn, man. So we had something we'd planned to do on First Things First, but news just broke right now that Dali Mpofu of the EFF is the latest person in the EFF to resign. And he's headed where? Take a wild guess.
MK.
You're guessing, right?
MK.
Is that a guess?
MK.
It is the correct, I guess, indeed.
Yeah.
Like, what is going on?
I'm not surprised. I mean, doesn't he represent most of their court cases anyway?
Yeah, he represents the former president, Jacob Zuma, on a number of cases.
Uh-huh.
As well as Busi Mkhwebane, who has since also joined the Economic Freedom.
All right.
Mkhonto weSizwe.
Oh.
So, yeah, hey? Yeah. If Sizwe was here, he would have said, I called it.
Yes.
He did say,
just last week. You'd remember when there was that interview where Sizwe sat down with Flo Chibambo.
Yes.
He actually went on social media. Our Sizwe. He went on social media and said, "Uzoqoshisa ubaba wakho." He actually put it out there that, you know, it seems a number of the former EFF members who then joined MK were going to have a sit down, although he's a broadcaster, he can speak to everybody across the board. But nevertheless, Sizwe Dlomo called it and said, it's only a matter of time.
He did, but also I don't think, you know, he did say it was Uzoqoshisa ubaba wakho talking to Sizwe Mpofu whilst Dali's son, who had obviously done the interview with Floyd.
Yeah.
And I don't think the EFF is in a position right now, because the optics would seem that they are bleeding, and they are bleeding integral members that have been there for a while and senior members at that. I don't think they're in a position to fire people, because it's like, okay, right, there's a vacuum now of leadership, as much as there are so many young people within the EFF, but having, you know, all these senior people, and I know maybe Busi Siwe was not there at the inception of the EFF, such as the guys of your Floyds, etc., but she did have a big role. I think being an MP is quite big, especially when she had just got into the EFF.
But the Dali departure is a very big one, because Dali was there from the beginning.
Yes.
And when you listen to Abo Dali, you'd find that they actually put in their own money. If we're talking about the Godrej Gardies, these were among the very first.
Yeah.
So they were there when they were conceptual this thing, where they invested everything, even put up their own homes as some sort of a bond for this entity that they didn't know would become as successful as it did.
Yeah.
So for a Dali Mpofu to now be leaving, it's really a significant part of the EFF that has just left.
And people are leaving on their own accord, seemingly. They're leaving on their own accord. And we can only speculate about the internal sort of troubles that are happening at the EFF. And it's so, for me, it's actually quite sad, because when you look at the rise of the EFF, it positioned itself as a party that could really challenge for power someday in the country. And so now, when all these integral members, founding members, some really important members leaving and going to opposition parties, It's such a cause for concern.
If I may come in there, Pillar. And then doesn't it also shape South African politics overall? If like figures like Dali end up openly choosing other parties, like you were saying, Mfundo, for the longest of time, I mean, he's been affiliated to something else. If he openly comes out and says, hey, I'm changing my mind, I'm now going with this party, I think it does shift, you know, in a broader context, politics in South Africa.
Mm. The dynamics are shifting. I mean, this is the inaugural national chairperson of the EFF.
Yeah.
And like I say, to actually pledge your own funds at the start of this thing. You know, when it was not so lucrative, nobody knew that the EFF would become the third largest party when it eventually did. So it's a very significant one. But I suppose, given his proximity to the former president, with representing on a number of cases, maybe they would talk politics beyond just the legal matters that he's dealing with. Maybe the political conversation was being had and he thought it was time. But why now?
I need a membership form.
Of the EFF, you want to come and save it?
Yeah, I will save it.
The views expressed.
In case you just joined us, breaking news: Dali Mpofu leaves EFF to join the MK party. Will the EFF ever recover? Are people leaving the ideals that they believed in within the EFF, or are they leaving something else? Are they leaving a particular leader, for example? What's your take? Do give us a shout. Do give us a WhatsApp voice note. Or give us a ring. Seize the world.
King Raj, this was the plan from onset. But you bless my lima, no baba. Okay, you say this. My baba be meeting your birthday. Yeah, killer. But in Vana, Ozekai. This was a plan from onset. Justin Jeba Pula must stand. Nene knows what one I see. I see. He resigned from his own party. I a straight the guy. No, this was a plan. Just be banga phone we match and jipela. But this is a match actually. So EFF, UYMK, pelela dap. I'm a little kimi abubwana. I know.
Yo, just last night I was telling my husband, Corey, the EFF is bleeding. The EFF, bona, ego I see. And he argued with me, Kuriti Ambosa the way, hey, guys, no, EFF go ICU, it needs, I don't know what it needs, but I think Juju really needs to do a serious introspection of himself and of the party. Guys, even more are coming. Once the National Bay leaves, Ungos, I give the end. Also, I like Juju. And the ladies.
Dalimpofu going to MK, it's not really surprising. I mean, it could be Dalimpofu's loyalty has always been to Jacob Zuma. And as for others who are going to leave here, I still expect others to go to MK. But you see, what's happening to EFF now, the departure to MK, is going to be nothing compared to what's going to happen to the ANC in 2016. You see, after election 2016, there's going to be a mass an exodus of people going to the MK from the ANC.
Sol, also Tingasho, EFF, I say, it's excelling gun. I want a man. Undlos is next. We are landed and EFF, so many of my paper is alumni.
Do you agree with him? Is this the beginning of the end of the EFF? Do give us a shout.
No, actually, I want to, in the baga and the Temalima, it is rich. It has reached a bottomless pit. People are leaving him left and right. You can see good people are leaving because of him. Departure of Dalimpofu. No, it's another setback for EFF. Probably, yeah, the main man, Kenneth Ntsengachintshe. Thank you.
Hey, Penduga. Hey, Mabara. All young people should learn from me. We were there from the inception of the EFF. We left about 3 to 4 years ago when we realized that this thing is a company. It's a one-man company. It's not an organization. And all men must fear when a certain man comes through. So that we must leave that, all young people must leave that man to kill this thing himself.
But how different is the MK then, I ask you, from this so-called one-man company that is the EFF? On the line, we've got Ntate Selby. Good morning, Ntate.
Morning, Saul and the family. How are you there?
We're great, sir. Dalimpofu has just exited, joined the mass exodus currently happening at the EFF, which was initiated by Floyd.
Yeah, no, you know, Saul, I used to tell people that at our South African parliament, they might be all more educated than President Zuma. But I see no one who is wiser than President Zuma. President Zuma is going to destroy, is prepared to destroy ANC and EFF. He has targeted them and is going to destroy them. Why the other organization does not leave? Its members does not leave? Because all these organizations, they've got problems. ANC has got a problem. All these organizations has got their own problem, but they don't leave. There are those whom he has targeted and is going to destroy them.
Thank you, Ntate Selby. Jacob Zuma destroying the ANC and EFF. Well, according to the last results of the elections, this is proving to be very true.
Guys, it's not only EFF, Yabona, FAC this day, Yabona. Because if you remember what Ubaba Jacob Zuma said, was that we need to unite, you know, as black people. And obviously, intellectuals like Abu Dalimpofu, they can see the vision about Floyd. So obviously when it it's all done, EFF. Nala Manya party eventually will join, especially ANC, because we are already seeing the small parties now, those deregister joining MK. So I think people have finally realized that we cannot afford to have a African vote partitioned into several parties. We just need one voice so that we can finally defeat this GNU and change the lives of our people.
EFF, babalelege open policy abona. We've been crying about it. Says no, guys, this thing is gonna kill us. Gonna kill the organization. The guy didn't want to listen. So now look, people are leaving. You understand? I'm telling you, EFF, you are supposed to be in power right now. Julius Nothondo Rebello is president by now, but because he doesn't listen to the men on the ground, on a legit view. So this is what's happening. People, they will leave. Leonardo Vaya soon.
I did call it Uba Bayeza, and the reason why Gauteng didn't have a leadership with MK is because we're waiting for Untlozi Manje. After my elections with EFF, Untlozi is going to be MK. I'll lead the MK Gauteng. Watch this space.
We shall see what's going to happen, man. But also, someone said that this is the, you know, consolidation of the black vote and all these other black parties are now integrating into the EFF. But is, I mean, into the MK. Is that true, though? Because for now, they seem to be cannibalizing the EFF and a bit of the ANC. But I don't see all the other parties, Smolanyana black parties, the IFP, the UDM and everybody else actually joining the MK. But we shall see what happens, what's going to happen next. And also, the question is, who is next to leave the EFF?
And if you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.